Frank Frangie here. Kuhn Flowers has moved their former Ponte Vedra location to Sawgrass Village. And when I need to send a floral arrangement for any reason, I know I can really count on Kuhn. Call 398-8601, kuhnflowers.com.
This is The Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
You want to see if we can do a two-hour show off of 30 seconds of sound clip from Shad Khan, in which he really said nothing?
I'm pretty sure it's been attempted today.
Man, this microphone needs to get to thin MD. It keeps just sagging down.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It's a little limp.
Yeah. Jeez.
Chop it up.
Yeah, come on, Mike. Yeah, man. I mean, everybody's, Shad Khan said something. Shad Khan said something. I mean, unless I heard something wrong, Shad Khan didn't say anything. Like, you got the sound? Let's hear it.
I think, he's going to be playing this week. So hopefully you'll tune in to the Saints game. But I think it's something, you got to balance what's good for the team with what the individual maybe wishes might be. And I think we'll be able to kind of formulate that here. I met him a couple of days ago, had a heart-to-heart. And I think we'll be able to come to whatever makes sense for all.
Read into it.
Shad Khan's a billionaire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Couple times over, right?
Yeah.
He said, I think, four times.
I was gonna say, he does a lot of thinking.
Hey, to be a billionaire, don't you have to know something?
I think that was his way of saying, I'm not going to spill the bag, but I'm going to talk.
Well, what did he say?
What he said was, he kind of sounds like Mario. Let's just put that.
Mario. It's a me. Mario.
Oh. Mario.
Oh, gotcha.
The mustache.
Yeah.
Maybe is that what happens? Like your voice changes.
Well, Mario's very Italian and Shad's very like Pakistani.
Very much so, but they have the mustache.
Yes, they
it's
do.
It's like, does the mustache change the way you talk? Because how certain like golds and braces affect the way, you chew and you talk.
Apparently it makes you think.
Yes, definitely. Well, when I said it, I've been saying this from jump. Like what I think. What Shad knows is he's not going to let anybody mess up the bag, the real bag that he's trying to possess. And he probably told Jalen, like, listen, man, just do you. Let's try to make this thing work.
You think that's what he said?
And at the end
in the heart to heart.
In the heart to heart. At the end of the year, we'll get this thing worked out. Wink, wink. Or swish, swish with the mustache.
You think you like did the roll?
Nah, yeah,
the little roll thing with the mustache.
Yeah.
How much money is he going to pay Gardner Minshew because Gardner's got the mustache?
When it's all said and done, Gardner will be a very wealthy man.
Yeah. I mean, my only thing is I don't really gather anything at all from that comment. I mean, I'm impressed that you got that much, James. It's almost like somebody rolled up on him and surprised him with the question, and he's like,
I think they sort of did. It was on Wall Street, and it was on like a economic type internet show. So maybe he was surprised.
What's he doing internet shows
for? I don't know. This lady just walked up on his ass.
Jeez.
I don't think he was expecting a Jalen question there.
He's like, I think we had a heart to heart. Did you or did you not?
I was told that we did.
I think he's going to play this. Is he or is he not? And then Josina Anderson immediately tweets out that it's not sure that he's going to play, that he's going to listen to his body.
That's a great name for an R&B song.
Was it? One Robert Kelly made a very popular song.
It had to be him.
I mean, he says his mind is telling him no. Jalen's mind is like, no, I don't want to do it with these guys. But if his body says yes, he will be out there. Because he doesn't see anything wrong.
Her exact tweet was, I'm told Jalen Ramsey is still going to listen to his body, but nothing has changed about his stance. What was she talking about? His stance, like the way he lines up?
Yeah, like, his that's part of the reason why his back is hurting, because his stance isn't like, his back pedal is not good.
I mean, who said anything about his stance?
No, I just think he doesn't. He still doesn't want to be here. And
but why say that?
I think she probably sent a text like, "Yo, the mustache out here yapping," and he was like, "Nah, homie, I'm still gonna listen to my body, and I'm still not staying here."
He was like, "Listen, Justina, my foot still hurts. I thought it was your back. Oh yeah. My bad. My back hurts."
She about to deliver another baby. I got the flu. That flu, I mean, it doesn't just go away, man.
He's
got
to be dehydrated by now. So is he going to play or not?
I don't know.
By the way, that answers your question last night.
Which one?
If he doesn't play, then that's the Jaguars' decision. No, the owner's out there saying he's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh, man. Interesting times we live in Jacksonville, Florida. I love it. What it makes me want to go do is go to ABC. I just want to go to ABC. I'm ready for the weekend. Just ready. And now I got to come in here tomorrow night, and I got to do 8 to 10 Sports Den and then 10 to midnight Friday Night Lights.
Man, look at you working, man.
Wait, we have a show tomorrow?
Yeah. You didn't hear?
No.
Apparently you don't have a show tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the Den.
Yeah.
Ain't no sports, but Denny's here.
Yeah, it's Denny. Know,
I got a hurricane to watch. Hurricane game to watch.
He named the show after himself.
Actually, Hacker named our show.
That's true.
Yes. But I'm ready to get to ABC, Fine Wine and Spirits, because this is a heck of a weekend. So much good stuff happening. Sorry, James, I got to do it. That baseball game last night was insane.
The one where the Braves.
No, not that one.
There was another game.
That was insane for different reasons.
Yeah, there was another game that ended after we got off air last night. Were you unaware of this?
Mm-mm. I didn't know.
3-1, one of the best pitchers of the last decade, you'd say?
For sure, if not the best.
Comes in for the Dodgers. Back-to-back pitches, home runs, tied up 3-3. Goes to extra innings, and the Natty Lights hit a grand slam.
Oh, okay.
Kid from West Nassau.
I thought he drank some Natty Light.
Howie Kendrick.
Yeah, Howie Kendrick from West Nassau hit the grand slam.
I'm not going to pretend to know who he is, but I'm going to take you guys' word for it. Good job.
Yeah.
Shout out to the home team.
Yeah, so we got Houston and Tampa Bay right now playing baseball. We've got New York and New England playing the football.
Gronk made his debut tonight as an analyst.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. You should play that sound for James.
We'll play it.
Wait for Mincy to get here, though. I want to get Mincy's hot take on the debut. Jeremy Mincy going to join us here in just a little while. If you're looking for us to do a 2-hour show on what Shad Khan said, then you might as well turn us off. Because I don't have 2 hours on it. I don't even know what he said. I don't understand. Just that he thinks a lot. He and Jalen. And Josina.
And his brother Luigi.
And they had a heart-to-heart. I mean, that's good if they had a heart-to-heart, right?
I mean, I always like when people listen to my heart, know what pulls my heartstrings.
The problem is now.
As well as my purse strings.
Now Jalen's listening to his body. I was very pro-Jalen when this thing started, but I find myself getting tired of him now.
I'm all about the money. I'm pro-bag.
Are you getting paid?
No, man, but when other people get paid, I get happy, man. Good for him.
Well, he's going to get paid.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pro cookies, man.
It just may not be here that he gets paid. Yeah, I don't know. If it was this time last year, I'd have been like, oh, we have got to sign this dude. But I just can't get out of my head that we stunk last year with him. He played all 16 games. I mean, if it was a quarterback, I think I'd feel a little differently. And plus, we got AJ. AJ's a lockdown, bro.
Yeah, right.
AJ and who's the other dude?
Exactly. DJ Hayden or Herndon. Great guys.
Do we know if they're great guys?
I'm just saying.
They seem like.
I mean, if you know.
They seem like I'd let them babysit my kids type guys. You know. That's what they seem like, right? He's a good kid. a good kid. Family loves him. Translation, he can't play a lick of football.
Exactly.
Them and Taven. Babysitting service while Miles is making candles. Good stuff. But busy football weekend. We'll get into the predictions once as Jeremy gets here. James got Jeremy out here getting coffee for him.
That's the seminal Gator relationships and how they should go.
What? What are you talking about?
Gators get coffee.
I mean, that's the least we can do. Just scored again on y'all.
True. It happens.
Yeah. So we'll get into Florida, LSU. We'll get into Miami and whoever it is they play. Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Virginia as well as Florida State, Clemson. When we come back, though, I want to get right to the Saints, Jags. How's this going to go down? What's it going to look like? And what's the atmosphere going to be like out there? Like, do y'all think it's going to be like Kansas City? Because Kansas City was his opening day, but it, like that one half of the stadium, now granted it was 260 degrees. Other than the honor roll kids, it was all Kansas City fans. What's that atmosphere going to be like out there? Are you guys excited for this game? Is it a must win? That's coming up next.
My mind's telling me no. But my body.
Tom told this reporter that he talked to earlier today that he expected Ramsey to play. We have not yet heard that from Jalen Ramsey himself. It has not yet been confirmed. So until we do, we are still waiting when he is going to be back on the field.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Nicely done.
Awesome.
This is what Jalen's listening to right now, you think? Mm-hmm. No, wait, but this is bump and grind.
What's wrong with this dude now? Jalen? Nothing.
He says he's listening to his body now, Mincy.
Listening to his body?
Yeah.
He's making sound decisions.
Yeah, he doesn't know if he's – Shad Khan came out today and said he's playing.
What is he, 25?
See. Shad Khan, and then Josina Anderson said, whoa, pump the brakes. Jalen says he's going to listen to his body.
Coach isn't treating him right. Now, I guess I can't fix the rest of it. This is a pretty forward song. I have one problem with R. Kelly music. I really enjoy his music.
You have one problem?
I know. I'm thinking about.
He's got like 12 counts.
The age that I'm thinking about when I'm listening to this music, I'm just not 100% sure who he's singing to.
He was singing to kids, man. It's clear as day. He didn't call himself the Paw Piper for nothing, y'all.
That's true. He did call himself.
His flute, they follow.
Oh, okay? And we just let that happen. We just
listened
him,
and sang along.
And we just like yes. we just chuckled and said, yeah, he is like a Paw Piper.
The week that he quote-unquote got canceled, I made sure that day I was coming in and playing some R. Kelly because you're not going to cancel him for me. Sorry. I'm still going to enjoy his music.
Sorry.
He was
– just like Mike.
Music. Oh, like it was suspect since Aaliyah, man. Like when are we going to wake
yes.
up? Like,
yo.
That's very true. You raise a.
I mean, he had all.
When you have to convince someone's parents that you're going to marry their young daughter and everything is going to be cool, but you can't go public with it.
Then they're going to be rich forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Boy.
Wow. All right. I
want to have her.
There, we went right there.
Rest in peace, Aaliyah. Yeah.
Right there.
How does Magic Jalen? I don't know.
I don't either. Not sure. Jeremy Mincy joining us on a Thursday night again. On the Sports Den, brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa Studios. If you're listening to that's terrible. I can't really even go there. If you're listening to that type of music and you still can't perform,
mm-hmm. You're like Bert.
Then you need to go to ThinMD. You need to go see Dr. Capasso.
Manuel Bert, though.
And let him address your issues. Or maybe you just need to lose a little bit of weight. That's fine, too. All that kind of stuff. ThinMD Med Spa can get you right there. What's going on, Big Mincy? You good?
Yeah, man. I'm just watching Tom Brady complete pass after pass, and it's making me mad.
Flashback? You in a flashback?
I love him, but I hate him.
Wow, who is 16?
Well, that mean he the last drive, he was bad. He threw like three balls behind. How'd they already get the ball back?
It was the Pats.
The Giants aren't very good.
Well, the Giants punter – punted one a little while ago that was blocked by his own teammate by the back of his head.
What?
Yes. He had his up back in the head.
I was a heads-up play.
And the patch returned it for a touchdown.
That's using your head, buddy.
So, yeah, this thing ain't going right. So, Saints come into town this week to face the Jags. My first question for both of you, is this a must-win game for the Jags given the fact that they lost last week in Carolina?
Yes, it's a must-win. Right now, you got to – the schedule is favorable to you right now. You got to take these. You got to take these W's.
Yeah, they got to win this game.
So if they lose this game, they go to 2-4. And we looked when we broke the schedule down. The second quarter, we said you could get 3 wins. Well, they lost to Carolina, so they got to make that up somewhere. It's got to be here, or they're going to have to win the last 2 of this quarter just to stay at 500. 2-4 is all. That sounds a lot worse than 2-3. Doesn't sound like just one game worse.
Yeah, no. It's 2-4 doesn't feel good.
How much this time of the year, Jimmer, do these guys look at the standings?
I mean, they judge it through via quarters, man. Like, you know, they're looking at it like we're looking at it. So this is definitely a must-win game. And I know they expected to beat Carolina, but McCaffrey had other plans.
Bro, McCaffrey is that dude.
He's still beast. Running.
He's a beast. Dude.
Miles Jack still looking for the right run fit. Man. Let's talk about that for a second, Mincy. Let's talk about run fits for a second.
Okay.
If the same team has had the same issue with fitting up the run for 3 years in a row, whose fault is that? Who would you put the blame on?
Miles is an outside linebacker.
No, he's Mike.
He's Mike now?
Yeah, they got him on Mike, unfortunately.
Yep, and he was.
That's not his strong suit. I blame the coaches.
Mm-hmm. So you blame the coaches for him being out of position?
Yes. He's not an inside linebacker. Even though he is a great athlete, great talent, he's not an inside linebacker. That's
what we said.
Yeah, we've been saying the same thing for 2 years. The only reason why I have a hard time blaming coaches for run fits is because run fits are taught all the way from middle school on.
Yep.
But James will tell you, too, like, you got to practice, and Miles is 3 gaps over.
He was out there freestyling.
He was just trying to make a play, man. He like, yo, I don't want to lose, but you can't play the guessing game with somebody who's going to make you look like a fool.
I mean, guys who aren't on his roster were making them look foolish. Like the Lou Rawls guy?
Yeah, Lou Rawls, Thomas Rawls.
Same thing.
Lou Rawls.
Alfred Blue, he's on the team right now. He'll be cut when he gets healthy. But, I mean, just guys who, like, you're like, oh, okay, they're never going to play here. And I'm just sitting here watching them just, like, just over-pursue, run himself out of the play.
Under-pursue.
Under-pursue, too. Yeah, just all kinds of stuff, man. Like, just under, over, sideways. Like, it's just wild.
And here's the problem is you had a problem last week with Christian McCaffrey. This week you got Alvin Kamara.
Luckily, not for me.
He is.
Yeah, I mean, he's good.
He's better.
But he's better than Christian?
He's better.
He's questionable.
He's questionable, yeah.
Well, in the NFL, that means he's playing.
But he's better. Like, he's just a better.
He practiced fully today? Good. Yeah.
Like, McCaffrey, like, if you get the right guy man-to-man on him, you know what I mean? Like,
See, I think McCaffrey is the best offensive player in the game right now.
I think he is. Like,
McCaffrey.
I'm just talking about far skill and talent and going to ride to the occasion. Kamara, I mean, he's just proved it so many times. Like, you seen what he did against the Cowboys. And that was a tough defensive line you was going up against. Like, that wasn't no rinky-dink defensive line.
So you said Alvin Kamara practiced fully today?
Good.
So he's not listening to his body?
Good. Well, maybe he is. His body's telling him something different than Jalen's body.
Really, all we need is 2 touchdowns from him.
We don't need anything. Nobody cares about your fantasy football.
50 yards receiving. I mean, outside of that, he doesn't
Jeremy, do you play fantasy football?
No.
Okay.
I can't fantasize about football, y'all. Like,
I got.
I start hurting for no reason, like even in fantasy football, like, yeah, I'd be hurting.
It is like so. The thing about fantasy is that when it's going well, it's great. But like, if your team loses and the guys you expect to have a good week, they suck. It's like you're losing. Like, instead of once, you're losing like 5 or 6 times, and on top of the overall loss, you're just sitting there like week 2, I may or may not have been like hack, like very upset.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm good now. I'm in a good place. We're trending.
Well, here's the problem with this game is since we don't know what Jalen's body's going to tell him, we don't know who's covering Michael Thomas. And if
God, no.
If I don't know who's covering Michael Thomas,
that's terrifying.
If I'm sitting here and you're going to have me believe, well, that's the problem. If Jalen's body tells him, no, we're not playing today.
If Jalen can have somebody give him two heart-to-hearts this week and still not play, then he really isn't.
Who's the second heart-to-heart?
AJ gave him the first heart-to-heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
AJ was just like, listen, man. Listen, bro. You know, I last couple weeks, I've gotten lucky. The refs haven't called any of the grabs that I've been doing. They've been letting me get away. But this guy, have you seen what Michael Thomas did last week? That was child abuse. And I don't want that. I mean, I don't need that kind of stuff. I don't need that attention on me. Like right now, I'm in a good place. Can you please come back and help me?
Just for one more game.
Just one game. After this, I won't need you again until I have another dominant wide receiver that you can take the heat off of me with. But right now, I need you against Mike. I can't guard him by myself. Not with these safeties with no game experience. Especially when 3-6 is hurt. Shout out to the crib. Hopefully, he feels better.
So if Jalen's not playing, then Saints all day, right?
Right. I mean, yeah, I can see it.
I don't know.
Where's that trade?
You got faith in AJ?
I got faith in the Jaguar. I got a feeling they're gonna pull something out of their hat. I'm gonna actually go for him this week.
Oh, by the way, before we forget, JJ and I need to apologize to you.
For what? What happened?
You picked Virginia Tech last week, and we talked you out of it, and then they ended up winning.
In their defense, nobody thought Miami. People knew Miami was bad. But nobody knew Miami was like.
I underrated the badness.
28. Reset the PlayStation in the first quarter, man. Like, five interceptions in a quarter, man, or whatever it was.
It's five turnovers, I believe. There were some fumbles.
Dang, was that a long – was that a return for a touchdown?
No.
By the Giants?
A tap pass.
Oh, okay. Oh, Daniel Jones.
Back at it.
Daniel Jones said Minshew who?
Yeah, exactly. No, if Michael Thomas – Michael Thomas plays, I can't go there. I can't go with you on this one.
You mean if Michael Thomas plays?
No, I mean if Michael Thomas is on A.J. Boye.
That was a great pass.
I mean, A.J. Boye has zero chance against Michael Thomas. I think. You really think A.J. Boye holds up against Michael Thomas?
Dude, everybody has zero chance against Michael Thomas right now.
It depends, though. Like, if the D-line isn't asked to do as much in the run game and they can just pin their ear back, then –
if they could zone them up and rush forward, they'd be all right.
The Jazz will be fine. The problem is, like, we got to get the D-line. Like, actually, that's something that you can explain to us. Like, so how hard is it to, like, go up against a zone? Like, a zone team? Because what I saw was outside of run fits, and that, yes, that was part of it. You saw the big plays. You saw the D-tackles get their shoulders turned in the inside zone. So there was, like highway lanes, which – I don't know if anybody realizes that. Doesn't matter how good of a linebacker you are. It's very difficult in that with that much space to be able to tackle a guy. So, like, what are some of the keys? What are you supposed to do when you're facing like a zone team or how bad is it when you try to guess as a D lineman?
In zone, it's about disruption, man. Getting upfield. Like, if you can disrupt, because in zone, a lot of zone schemes is going sideways. So the key is to beat them to that point. You know, and sometimes you got to skip a gap or two. Like, you know, when they go sideways, you might be going through the seed and you have to jump the B. Now you done cut that edge set. You know, it's just setting edges, man. Setting edges by getting directly downhill with no hesitation, knowing exactly where you're going, what your opponent is doing.
And if you can't do that, you keep your guy off the second level.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Knocking pullers off the whole nine.
Right. And if you're not doing either one of them,
you're screwed.
Right. And I think that's kind of what we saw last week, isn't it?
Right. And so they got to get it now because there's a team that's coming. Now, I don't want them to skip ahead, but I don't know if you watched the Indianapolis Colts, but they do that very good.
They look good.
Man, the NFL. And
that angry guy, that guard that they drafted.
Oh, Quentin Nelson?
Like, whew, God. He needs a positive male role model and a hug.
Like, remember his college highlight film?
Yeah, man, that was crazy. Like, he just –
Missy, I'm talking violent, bro.
It was, yeah. I
got to see this kid. Y'all got me hyped.
Oh, he's
violent.
Unbelievable. We saw his college highlight film before the draft. What was it? He got drafted, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And it was both of us just like, all right, whatever you got to do, take this guy. I don't care if you need a guard or not. This dude is just nasty.
He was better than Lael Collins in college?
Yes.
He was nasty. That kid was nasty.
I'll pull it up at the break. it's I mean, I don't know what the record for pancakes is at Notre Dame, but I'm pretty sure he has it. It was just nasty.
I would have loved to play that guy.
By the way, 1010XL text line, built by Lifetime Enclosures. 383 says, make sure that I tell Mincy the boys at Short Fuse Studios says, what's up?
Short Fuse, what's good?
563 says, man, did y'all see Josina Anderson skirt today?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't, actually.
Yeah. Our girl went viral, Sheena, who covers the Panthers, too. Like,
oh, yeah?
She wore some gray sweatpants.
I did see that.
And yeah. A lot of my friends were parched.
A parch.
Yeah,
I'm looking up that word.
Slightly thirsty. A little thirsty.
A little thirsty.
Oh, parched.
Yeah, parched.
Not a parched.
No, parched.
520 wants to know if we have anything special planned for Florida, Georgia. Yes, I do.
Drinking.
Avoid it.
Yeah, true that.
I'll be in time.
Watch it at your house.
There's no more landing, though. What's going on?
Thank God for
listen,
that.
I can't do the Florida, Georgia thing. There's just, I can't.
Pandemonium.
That many people drunk. No.
Stupid.
I go, like, the night before. You know, I like going on a Friday with
where do you
a couple
go?
Friends, RV City, and
do
just
you?
Walk around.
Have you gone? Like,
to
have
the
you gone
actual to,
no,
game?
I've been
no.
a few times.
I've never been yeah. to the actual game, but I've been,
performed
like,
at one.
A ton.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Not the actual game, but a festivity outside of it.
I went.
Insane.
I mean, I knew you played in it, but I didn't know.
I think I went 4 years ago. They had, like, some kind of – I saw Hollis was there. They had, like, some kind of VIP tailgate thing inside
yep.
of the stadium,
mm-hmm.
and it was great. It was awesome.
I remember a few years ago, it was so cold out.
I think it was that one.
Was it? Yeah. It was brutal, man. I hope it ain't like that this year.
We got another text saying, y'all are just now – or talking to me. You're just now getting tired of Ramsey. I'm a lifelong Jags fan, but I think Jalen is overrated. He's good but not great. He has bad hands, can't catch. Mm. I hate when I hear his name over the radio. He really is overrated.
Jalen. Right.
I mean,
he really hasn't stood up in the paint enough for
hold on, man. I'm gonna
all this rhetoric. Like, yo,
I get confused. Let me just,
great player, but like, I agree with him for now, like, because the numbers is starting to add up. What did Marcellus Wiley had him ranked in, like, the 28th corner?
That's Pro Football Focus. But yeah.
And that's Pro Football Focus, dude. Like, that, they stats matter, man. Trust me.
Overrate. Have a higher opinion of than is deserved. So if Jalen right now, all things being equal, like, and every team could get it, how many of the 32 NFL teams do you think would want Jalen Ramsey this day if he went up for trade?
If he was not many right trade? Now. Not many because.
What are you talking about for what the Jags are wanting?
No. Like, if the Jags just said, hey, man, we really don't like him, just take him.
Oh, well, then, yeah, most.
31. So then how can somebody be overrated if everybody would want you. That's
no,
kind of like
no, you
got
to factor in who's willing to give up two first rounds.
No, what I'm saying, like, I got that. Because
that's
part.
What he's rated.
He ain't worth. Did they just score again?
Is that a pick?
The Giants just scored again.
It's a tie ball game.
Sucks, dude.
He's a system.
In a matter
quarterback.
Of seconds.
He's a system quarterback, man.
Been saying it. Peyton. I'm a Peyton guy. Always was.
How many career interceptions does Jalen have?
I think it's hard to determine that when they don't throw you the ball. Like, you can't just jump over the side.
I mean, but they ain't throw it to
Nine. Reeves. He's got nine.
Oh, that's not bad. How many years?
This is year fourth. Four.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So he had two his first year, four the second, and three last year.
Not bad. Not bad, Kayla. Not
yeah.
bad, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Pro Football Focus is this. Let me do, but let's just, you know, Marcellus used that stat. But Pro Football Focus also came up with something where they rated the top 50 players in the NFL, and Jalen was, I think, like 24.
Yeah, he was
and
higher.
He was
than
the
overall.
Second corner. Like, just on what planet does it make sense where you're like the 28th rated corner, but when they tell you all the players in the NFL, you're only you're number two. Like, again, Pro Football Focus know what they're doing. They get paid per click.
I think
they did some good stuff. They got clicks.
I think he's good, but I have to admit that I do I'm over it.
I can see getting over it.
Yeah. 507 says, haven't heard anyone talk about this. Y'all notice Cam Robinson wandering around like a drunk homeless man not blocking anyone? I have not noticed that.
I mean, there's times.
I noticed Ngakoue hit us with a Taven highlight this past week. Did you see that?
He hit us with a Taven highlight?
Oh, yeah.
Yannick?
Yeah,
has he gotten a sack yet?
I think he has.
Yeah.
I think he has.
He got close a couple times.
But he, the controller came unplugged on him, just like, not as bad.
What did I tell y'all?
Take the money.
What I said.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
You think he's going back now, going, hey, is that deal still good?
Mm-hmm. Hey, remember when we talked like a couple months back, guys?
Yeah, what had happened was my agent and
the way my bank account was set up.
I wasn't ready to receive it yet.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Oh, man. I actually put a video from on Sunday of the one to mop with
him. But did you see the text said, did you see what Ty Wash said, though? Mm-mm. Ty's like, Yannick texted me and said, he was like, he's like, oh man, you played very good this week and whatever. He's like, yeah, but I'm so burnt up, you know, because we lost and, you know, I could have done better. He's like, that's what we love. That's why I love him. That's why I need to have him on my team.
I'm well, like, you can't really love this.
What? Who? No way.
Yes.
No, what the? What the what? Yeah, run that back, Turbo. Like, it's not on.
Oh, it's not doing
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Like, was he breakdancing?
I don't know.
He was doing the squirrel, like the old dance. Jump, spin, up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I
that's
think
not
he's that way. Nope. Oh.
He's or, confused.
You saw somebody get hit.
I'll
hit in the head. But,
I'll retweet like this out right now so you guys can see what I'm talking about. You can go to Denny_Thompson on Twitter. I'll retweet it right now so you can see it.
He hit circle R2.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he didn't come completely unplugged. Yeah. He just, yeah.
You know, that's why you got to stay humble, man. Like,
true.
That's why I stayed humble my whole career because of stuff like that. Like, yo, every dog got their day, moment, time, whatever.
The internet will kill anyone.
Yes, and they will destroy you.
Well, that was one of those when I was watching and I was like, whoa, what did I just see? So I had to rewind it. And then I'm like, okay, where's my phone?
That's just no discipline at all. Like,
where did he go?
Like, dog, you get offline and nothing comes, sit.
Yeah.
Look from right to left. You know, ain't nothing outside of you, so look from right to left.
So are we, okay, so let's go ahead. I think the Jags win. I think Jalen actually plays.
I think they win too.
I've changed my mind on that. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is. I mean, if you look at his stats, I'm a Saints fan, so I've been watching the games. He makes some throws, and he misses it, but he misses a lot of throws that he shouldn't be missing. That don't be fooled by that 70% completion percentage, and you guys will see what I'm talking about on Sunday. They go as Alvin Kamara goes, and it is nice for him to have Michael Thomas just kind of bail him out, which is why I'm saying if Jalen doesn't play, that's why I reserve the right to change my mind here. But if Jalen plays, I think the Jags win a must win because it's more important. And what we've seen in the NFL the last couple of weeks is usually that's the team that wins, like with Indianapolis and Kansas City.
I don't think Jalen make a difference this game. I'm gonna tell you why. The Saints defense is people keep forgetting these guys who've been winning their last few games, not Bridgewater, not even Kamara, it's the defense. So now you got guys like Will Smith, my class almost, like I'm a few years older, and a bunch of, you know, older veterans on defense who know exactly what they're doing, and they're going against a rookie quarterback. And now this was the Cowboys line now, y'all talking about now.
But now see, that rookie quarterback just carved up the number one rated pass defense in the NFL.
No, he's excellent. It's not going to be just a pass. It's gonna be these blitzes. It's gonna be all these different.
So, are you picking the Saints? Or are you picking the Jags?
I'm picking the Jags, but it's just gonna be tough. I'm just letting you know it's gonna be tough, and that's just from the heart. I'm picking the Jags from the heart this game.
That's right. And Ngakoue did have two sacks against the Panthers.
Got after.
I think I'm just one glad was he like got some, Kyle man. Allen fell down at the line of scrimmage and it like counted.
Oh, and he tagged
or something.
Him.
Yeah. I could be wrong about that, but I'm almost 100% positive it was.
I'm just glad he got some. I'm like, seriously.
It counts.
I'm just glad, dude. Like, good to go with all that rhetoric, and then, you know, you end the season 3-4 sacks.
Man, you see what?
My bad. I know we are talking about the Jags, but have you seen this tweet where Justin Murphy, offensive lineman, I believe, for the Houston Cougars, is literally just – putting it all out there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What did he say?
Like, he is literally accusing, like, what he's accusing this head coach of, like, I would never send my kid there. Like, not because, not, it's just.
What's his name?
Justin Murphy. If you're listening right now, at @jmurphy_73. And he starts it off with saying, "My name is Justin Murphy, and according to sources, I am no longer a part of the 2019 Houston Cougars football senior class. A senior class is the first group to experience a head coach and administration to actively tank a football season." Now, the most damning tweet in here, outside of a bunch of other things that he's insinuating, it kind of explains what was going on with the king, the quarterback situation, where everybody's right. Wondering why he is doing this. The Monday, after the Oklahoma game? He says, "That Monday I learned that the head coach of the Houston Cougars football team had personally contacted several seniors and asked them if they would redshirt for 2019 football season in order to develop and come back in 2020. After the fourth game.
We're talking about Holgorsen.
Yeah, that's my bad. I'm just looking. This happened while we were on.
Remember, the big star, five-star recruit that was quarterbacking there decided he's going to redshirt and come back.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is some yes. De'Aaron King. This is some. I've never heard that before.
Like, neither have I.
Coach coming in saying
his dad kind of made mention of that. Like, De'Aaron King's dad, I think he finally was getting enough heat. Because remember, we were saying there's no way he goes back to Houston. Where he finally came back and said, it's a new coach, and this gives us a chance to learn the system a little better. And then I was kind of like, oh, okay. Well, that's a bold move. And I guess it's – but, brand new coach. You've got a great quarterback. You've got a great receiver. And you're sitting there going, okay, this isn't the year. Give it a shot.
The last tweet in this thread that's like 30 tweets long is at Dana Holgorsen.
Oh, you added him?
Yeah.
I respect that.
Me too.
I can respect that. I mean,
first comment, adios, loser.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just – that's kind of wild. My bad. I'm reading that. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up.
That's all right, because actually I want to switch gears anyway. I want to go – I want to take a break, and I want to come back, and I want to talk some Gators football with Mincy.
Yeah.
I was at the swamp.
Can I participate?
If you won't be a hater.
I'm not a hater.
He's a Gator hater.
They're doing well right now. What is there to hate?
Yeah, I mean, we're undefeated.
Yeah.
That's better than well.
That's true. Fair enough.
Gators football coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits and TheHumidor.com. Get to TheHumidor.com. For all your cigar needs, great selection, great prices. And if you type in Sports Den, all lowercase, all one word, you'll get 20% off plus free shipping from thehumidor.com. Make sure you get by there. Make that happen for us. That would be fantastic. Got Jeremy Mincy in with Denny Thompson and James Coleman tonight and J.J. LaSelva. Quick updates. Houston up 4-1 on Tampa. Top of the eighth. With two outs.
Doesn't look like Tampa's going. This is game five or whatever.
This game five,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Very similar situation to last night, right, JJ? With Washington, except for 3-1.
One run different, but yeah.
Yeah, similar thing. And then the Patriots. Why are they so far back, Jeremy? Oh, they're just a replay?
Yep.
Yeah. They're about to go in and score to go up a touchdown on this.
Elbow touched on the line.
We both picked Florida last week.
Yep.
I didn't think they would, and I'm going to say this, and people are going to go, "Yeah, that's crazy." They dominated that game. Yep. When you think about it, they had three turnovers and a stupid fake punt.
Mm-hmm.
Florida did. But at no point did I feel like Auburn was going to win that game after, say, the first 10 minutes. Part of that was their quarterback could do nothing. Mm-hmm. But this front for Florida is nasty, and I was at the game. I was field level the whole game. That is a crazy fast defense, man.
Yeah, they're insane.
And arguably their best rusher didn't even play. Zuniga didn't even play.
Yep.
The swamp was lit, bro.
You know, in college football, when you have the best front four, like, the sky's always the limit. You can have the most mediocre quarterback, a decent running back. But when your front four can rush, it's almost like a given in college. In the league too, though, really.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago, is if you don't have to blitz to get home.
Yeah.
If you can blitz when you want to instead of having to.
Because you could double cover so many different people. You can eliminate people from the game.
Now, this game, regardless of what you think about LSU, I don't know. I mean, there's one of two things that everybody says about LSU is either that they should be ranked number one or that they haven't played anybody. Like I'm going to go with that they haven't played anybody, but I still think they're pretty good. But playing in LSU is a whole different beast. Did you play at LSU?
Yes, I did, and we lost.
Yeah, was it a night game or was it?
It was
3:30.
I think it was a 4:30 going into the night.
Yeah, yeah. Was it the craziest place you played?
Yeah, it was crazy.
James, what was the craziest place you played?
The other Death Valley,
Clemson.
Mm-hmm. 03.
Never got a chance to play there.
It's about. From what everybody tells me about LSU,
I know it's crazy.
It's about on par. So they got that little rock thing.
Yeah. I know it's crazy. So
Howard Rock.
Like you sit there and you watch. They let the students in and they run down the hill. So we're doing our warm up. I'm looking at this. I'm like, all right. And you just see like five students just, I guess they tripped over their shoestring or something. And then they just bail. They hit it in their slide and they take everybody else down. So you see an avalanche. Then they make this announcement and the movie Radio. Uh-huh. Had just came out, and they had radio.
That. Yeah, he's
radio
from
came that. With them, and they were running down. And I'm thinking, like, man, this would be awesome if radio just fell.
Man, you just
like, but now I hate radio. I actually personally hope radio would fall because I believe radio gave them the motivation to win because we should have beat that team. We didn't do what we were supposed to do. I think we were focused on Florida because that was the next game we played. Had we beat Clemson. I think we were number 3 in the nation then. We beat Clemson. We're probably still – like we're probably top 2 or whatever, beat Florida like we did. And then we're going to the ship. I mean, we lost to Miami in that pouring down rain. Just got cheated, but it doesn't matter. But, again, like I hate radio to this day because of that game. I never even watched the movie, but I just know –
So that was based out of Clemson?
Yeah. I guess in that South Carolina area.
Yeah,
but it's like, wow. You know, like Rudy, I think, came to that game when we played in Notre Dame. We beat the brakes off of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't like Rudy. I don't really know why I don't like Rudy, but I just don't like Rudy.
Man,
I don't believe
this radio like that, man. You can't
I know,
radio.
Man, since I hate radio.
Radio took away my ring, my potential, my chance to get a ring. Like, I don't
First
like
First of all, you're working in radio.
Yeah, but not – I don't.
Secondly,
do
I like how he's
radio?
Blaming radio instead of – Like we just
Chris?
we didn't play well.
Like Chris and our Rich. Bad been our bad offensive game plan and strategy. And yeah, it was that too.
Yeah, those were
but
not
we had
great
that all year.
It's like radio stole their playbook.
We overcame. We overcame that all year, but it was radio and Anquan Boldin. It was both of their fault. If Anquan comes back, we're not losing, dog. Like Anquan, probably best wide receiver I've ever seen play personally, or play with at least best athlete I've ever played with, but. Death Valley was loud. It was so loud that we caught an audible. I go up to Rick's, and I'm like face-to-face with Chris. And it's so loud, I can't read his lips. Like, his face is just shaking. You remember, you don't read comics or cartoons. No. You probably never played the NCAA video.
Yes,
you
did
remember
play
the NCAA
video
when they had the crowd noise and, like, the thing was shaking? Yep. That's what it looked like. Like, all the players were shaking and vibrating. And it was just – crazy. Florida was loud too, but Clemson is probably the loudest, wildest place that I've.
And so LSU's played. That for you, Mincy? Like that's the loudest and craziest place. Mm-hmm. What's second? Because back when you were playing, Tennessee was hopping too, right?
Yeah, Tennessee.
Get up a little closer.
Tennessee would have been first if it had not been for that game at LSU my senior year, dude. Like that was insane. Like
your senior year was. 06?
I mean, my junior year.
Is that when they won? With
No, that was my sophomore year when we beat them up when they won a national title.
Yeah, but like, are there other ACC schools that we don't give credit to as far as crowds go?
No, like because Clemson's always rocking at night. FSU outside of recent, not to make a lot of excuses. It's You know, not
what about like Syracuse? Like
no, it's just weird. The Carrier Dome is just like they don't have air conditioning. It gets really hot in there. Now they have the grassy turf. When I played, it was the AstroTurf.
Oh,
that just doesn't feel good at all. But like North Carolina State in Louisville, when I played both of those, like, they were loud, but it's like just different. It was like they were only packed because we played them. When I played NC State my freshman year, that's when they had Phillip Rivers was there. They had T.A. McClendon, who was like balling. Only him and Maurice Claret were the guys who they were talking about, like freshman running backs that could leave.
Yes.
They had the wide receiver who got drafted by the Jets. Can't remember his name, but like they were good. Oh, and then they had Mario and Manny and like all those guys. They were really good. So
Manny was soft.
I agree.
Manny was soft.
Mario was like a mountain. Like it was like just running into him for 4 years wasn't
Manny
fun.
My boy, but he was just soft.
Manny yeah. Who y'all talking about?
Manny Lawson, I think.
Manny Lawson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It was different. So like when we going up, all right. So they were coached like 6'9", 330, grown man, just set the edge, like boom, like oh god, I don't want to hit him again. We're gonna go to the left, Manny. Woo. All right, 6'4", 240. I got that all day. Let me get that. Let me get that from him. But they like the fans stormed the field. They actually punched Jerome Carter, a couple of guys. And then when Jerome was about to cock back and just give one of them the business, the sheriff all of a sudden comes out of nowhere and says, "Don't do it." I'm like, "You ain't see the other guys beating him up? Now he's finna tag." In Louisville,
Carter was about crazy.
Yeah, he was crazy. Louisville was pouring down rain, and then that's why I don't like the song by Archie, "We Ready."
Oh, yeah.
They play "We Ready" for everything they do. First down, "We Ready." Tackle, "We
Come on.
Ready."
Come
like,
on.
Halftime, "We Ready." I'm like, God. So then we lost in overtime when Chris threw a pass that made absolutely no sense. But I love Chris, but a lot of our bad moments did happen around him. But – yeah, so but outside of that, there's no other places that are just intimidating.
College?
I mean, Miami, the old Orange Bowl was intimidating.
Y'all had some good moments, too, with Chris. Now, y'all beat us last minute.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was insane.
I was sitting there thinking on the sideline. I was like, man, this is just a great game. The only thing that would make this a better Florida State-Florida game is if a fight broke out. And then a fight broke out.
What's the Jeremy, what's the best game you ever played, college or pro?
What do you mean, stat-wise?
No, just like you came out and was like, man, I was dominant that game. Like, what's the one game that just sticks out?
Georgia. Georgia, Florida, right here in Jacksonville.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What year?
That was 2005, right? 2005.
Okay. Was that a blowout year?
No. I mean, that was Urban's first year in.
Okay.
You know, I had a dominant game. I kind of won that game on defense myself, you know, around when it counted anyway.
What about in the NFL? Was there one that stuck out with that?
Man, I've had so many.
I love that answer.
But I'll be honest, the Philadelphia Eagles.
When you were at Dallas?
When I was at Dallas, because they had beat the hell out of us on Christmas. And I said to the media, I was like, yo, we're going to beat them this next go-round. And I had, a three-sack game on Jason Peters.
Oh, 2005 was when Georgia was ranked in the top five.
Exactly.
Y'all won 14-10.
Yep, knocked them on out.
Chris, how about you win a game against a top-five team and your quarterback goes for 108 yards?
That was defense.
Yeah, it had to be, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And what was funny, I didn't have a sack that game, but I had, like, so many quarterback hits and knockdowns. I ended the game with a pressure. That ended it because they was driving on us, and I went ahead and knocked them out. And I was completely undisciplined that play. I just ran what I wanted to on that play. And somehow, some way, the hole opened, and I knocked them out.
Where does that game, like, just the coolness factor of that game, where does that rank? Like as a
It ranks high, man, because being a Georgia native.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Born and raised in Georgia, you know, you grew up around a bunch of Bulldogs. You grew up actually wanting to be a Bulldog. But, I mean, if I can't join you, I'm going to just go across the line and beat you.
Yeah. What was your record against Georgia?
I think I was 2-1.
2-1. Were you No, that was after you, wasn't it? When they rushed the field after the touchdown? That was after you.
That was after me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was here. I was in Jacksonville when that happened.
Yeah.
I was 07, wasn't it?
Yes, yep. It was 07. And then the next year is when Urban took all the timeouts when he was up by 40.
I like that.
To get him back.
Not going to lie, man. Some things about Urban. I mean, I get Urban now. Urban's all business.
He all business, but he's all psychology.
I mean, if you can run up to scoring people, I like it, man. Please do.
Urban's psychology.
Yeah, that was very Bowden-esque. That dude is like,
he gifted.
You said who?
Back in the BCS days, Bowden, he was about that life, bro. Just pouring it on
but
teams.
This was, JJ, do you know what we're talking
about? Because they had to. Back then, he would just make the excuse like, well, I mean, in the BCS, there is that margin of victory. Listen, that's why y'all went to the national title instead of Miami.
Listen, dude, the old man said he knew everything that Sebastian Janikowski was doing. He said, well, sometimes you got to have different rules for international players.
The Polish.
Like, he knew Seabass was rolling pills and smoking and snorting and doing
drinking
whatever.
Heavily, I'm going to ask him, like,
yo, it's like, did they mold the program movie around Bobby Bowden?
The movie, the program, oh, yeah.
You didn't know that? Yes,
no,
I know
serious.
It. Like,
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
is everything. Like,
yeah, the
like,
movie, the program was like, you can't, like, especially knowing him now. Like, you ever met one of your, like, you somebody you really like?
Yeah.
And you really wanted to meet him?
Yeah.
And I love still being able to encounter one, but now you realize that he crazy, like, crazy
yeah.
And it's kind of like intimidating, but you still roll with them because like
DMX,
like you don't want like exactly. So Marvin Jones, it's something wrong with Shade Tree, like seriously, I don't know, like one, I should have known watching his hits, there's only one way you can hit people like that and still live with yourself, and that's cocaine and steroids. Like if you're taking them the way they combine like, because he hit a dude parallel. Like from Miami, like it was a picture on my wall. Like the dude, it looked like them, the magicians when they got the person floating.
Oh yeah,
it looks like he just did that. Like, and he just caught him straight forearm shiver to the throat. Like and he laughs about it. Like, yeah, I did that. But like, so he was at the game anyways. We're hanging out, drinking profusely. He drank an entire handle of Tito's by himself, and then wanted to do Patron shots. But that guy, the linebacker. Outside of Marvin didn't mess up his knee, you can't tell me that's not Marvin Jones when he's like, hey, man, you the dude that got my sister pregnant. Ain't seen you around the family in a long time. Hey, where you been at?
Oh, in the program?
Yeah, in the program when he's talking to the different people or when he's just like, you can't tell me that's not Marvin. And but it was wild. Like, I mean, them boys, that's what bothers me about old players. It irks me. We did my 8 o'clock the other day about it. It's like they will sit here and be like, well, you know, these guys, they got to be more disciplined. They got to straighten up. You can't talk to coaches like that. Like, they didn't threaten to throw people off the third floor of hotel rooms.
And all
like,
they was on coke.
Like they didn't have brawls. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't, like, clear out entire sections of clubs and luckily people hid stuff from them. Like, I'm like, guys, y'all laugh and joke about these stories behind closed doors. So, like, they would tell us we were wild and undisciplined because we're having citywide paintball fights, but not talk about the time when they're throwing rocks. They're, like, having rock fights in the middle of the Governor Square Mall.
Speaking of, I was in Gainesville Saturday, and I'm standing on the sideline before the game, right before the game's about to start, and Billy Gonzalez walks by. And not 15 feet behind him is Percy Harvin.
Mm.
And they're – because they honored Percy Harvin and Fred Weary. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, there ain't no way I'd be that close to Percy if I was him.
Mm-mm. I know who wasn't close to Percy.
Who?
You said. I mean, who did you say was that
the receiver
close?
Coach?
Yeah, like, cause you remember? Isn't that the one who?
Yes, the one that Percy knocked
gave three. Were you there when Percy gave him three? Just
no. I guess
that's the coldest story ever. Hey, man, you going to help me, Urban?
Shouldn't have been talking that ish.
Nah, he didn't say that. But like, you just got dropped by
Urban
your player.
What did I tell you about coming around here messing with these people?
Man, Percy had his own condo in college.
Bro, Percy looks like he could still play.
He does, man.
He could.
We know for a fact he's got hands and anger issues. He's admitted that.
Yeah.
I don't know. He might slow down too many black and mouth.
and he said we talked about that last
Poor
week about
Golden
him
Tate.
Smoking before every game. Yeah, and throwing people in trash cans.
Golden Tate lying, saying that didn't happen, and then Cliff coming out saying no.
That's exactly
what happened. You were clearly in the dirty clothes hamper.
some cats can do it. Like I said, some can do it, some can't. I can't. I got lucky once.
You got lucky?
I told y'all against the Ravens, I had one of the best games of my life. Because, I woke up feeling all tingly and ready to go.
Oh, so you had a doc on the pitcher?
You weren't here last week. No, he admitted that the night before the game.
No, the day of.
No, I was talking about normally.
Oh, yeah, normally.
Normally, he would smoke the night before the game.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one game he smoked the day of because we were talking about Percy.
Yeah.
So he broke news on us last week when he was in.
So you and Percy were
no, I wasn't.
Y'all were cheating. Y'all were like O'Shaughnessy. And that was like 9:30
a.m. That was 9:30 a.m. after the –
For an 8 o'clock game.
Yes. So I had like hours to recover.
All right, we got to get to 8 o'clock. All right, y'all be thinking of a 8 o'clock. That's coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
Hey, if you look on the 1010XL text line, Built My Lifetime Enclosures, there's somebody that's got a radio story for you. He shares your hatred of radio.
Is it Cromartie? Cromartie put that up on.
Cromartie ain't got time to text that much. He's got 47 kids, man.
Oh, my God.
48.
He put it. Why did you have to use that word, man?
Oh, we can't read any of this text.
Jeez.
Yeah, we can't read any of it. But it is 8 o'clock, brought to you by Luce Air Quality, luceairquality.com. That's where you need to go if you've got questions about your air quality, like there may be something going on. Maybe you got some mold issues. They're doing fire investigations, flood investigations, all kinds of stuff like that. easy, big dog. I'm reading. I've got a read going on. Just calm down for a second. That's Luce Air Quality. Whether you have a home or a business, they can get you taken care of right away. Give them a call at 904-803-1014. You don't know anybody that does this. We're telling you who does it. You live in Florida. You're going to have mold issues at some point, especially those of you smoking nonstop in your house. At some point, you're going to have some air issues. That's Luce Air Quality. 904-803-1014.
That's the greatest story I've ever heard in my life.
I quit.
What'd you quit?
Smoking in my house.
Oh. I thought you were to my radio.
Oh, no. I love radio.
Yeah, we can't read that story. But 8 o'clock. James, you got any? Are you full of love today?
I mean, I can't talk about them on radio. So, yeah, no. I guess I'm happy. I got cookies. I'm good.
I hate the Patriots.
Why do you hate the Patriots so much?
Because they just won't stop winning, bro. Like, yo, give somebody else a chance to win, bro. I'm tired of seeing y'all in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like you legit hate the Patriots?
No, I love them. It's like love-hate. I got so much respect and admiration, but, like, I want to see a different team in the Super Bowl. Mm. Period. Like,
not going to happen.
It's just not going to happen.
It just ain't going to happen.
I mean, Bill, I want Bill to show his greatness, too, you know?
Who?
Bill Belichick.
Oh.
Bill could turn any quarterback into a star, man.
You think so?
Yes. Did you not see what he did with, what was his name, Matt? What was the kid? He was the backup when I was in Dallas.
It wasn't Schaub, no.
No, not Schaub.
I know you're talking Marcus about.
No, he's from USC.
He was Barkley? No.
No.
Who was that? I know Jimmy G.
Mallett?
No, Mallett was Arkansas guy.
No.
That was Ryan
He went to
Mallett.
USC, man. He was a backup for Matt Leinart and still got drafted.
I don't remember.
Matt Castle.
Yeah.
He's still collecting checks somewhere.
Yeah, he did get paid.
By the way, the text line guy, he did get a drink after all of that. She did let him drink, so that was great.
Well, radio came through.
Wait. Not what he said. He said that they recognized him as being that guy who was yelling those things. Like, the supervisor at the Hooters wasn't radio.
Oh,
it was a lady.
That would be an amazing
part.
Yeah,
that's what I thought the story. Better. I thought radio was the supervisor at Hooters.
Like, it says she let me drink.
If they did a radio part two and he was the supervisor at Hooters.
That doesn't make sense, though. Like, why would the supervisor say who's, you know, never mind. Whatever.
Because she knew him from the game being that guy yelling those inappropriate things.
Oh, see, now you got the text line
wondering what we're talking about.
No.
Tom Brady's assistant quarterback.
Yeah, now you got the text line saying Tom Brady's assistant quarterback.
No, that we
see
know.
What you did?
No, he's not a system quarterback.
We know who that is.
Mincy, come on. See what you did?
It's only one person.
He's not a system quarterback, but.
He describes donuts as cakey.
Let's just imagine Brady without Belichick.
Look at this guy's text.
Let's be honest here.
8:17 a.m. Tom Brady is a system quarterback.
No, no, no.
Yeah, he's a fool.
Don't print that, guys. Brady is the GOAT, but Bill is the goatier.
Yes.
Goatier?
Yes, he's a little more goatish.
We never – oh, yes, 8 o'clock. My bad. I don't really have a 8 o'clock. Do you have one, JJ? I'm hating on JJ because I didn't get a good night's sleep last night because JJ had to text me, and I wasn't going to tune into that baseball game. And then
when
JJ texts me, and I was like, oh, crap, now I got to
watch. I text a lot of people late at night because that's, like, sort of my schedule. And I assume everyone has their phone on silent like I do. So I'm like, well, if he's asleep, he's not going to answer that.
Well, no, what got me was is I literally had talked myself into, okay, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to go straight to bed. I'm not going to watch this baseball game. And then when JJ texts me, it was like, dang, I got to watch it.
What y'all think about the Dodgers?
That's the one we're talking about.
Oh, you're talking about with
I texted him how Kershaw blew the game.
Instead of the Joker, the Choker.
I love that meme.
I love the Choker meme. I loved it.
Have you seen the movie yet?
Yes, I love that movie.
I got to see it, man.
My son has seen it four times.
It touched on a lot of, like, what's really going on in America. Like, seriously, if you really pay attention to it.
Like, there's Jokers out there killing people?
It's a lot of Jokers.
Oh, damn it.
Like, that's why I want to watch it. I like the backstory.
Mental
and I like
issues,
that stuff.
Man. It's a lot of mental.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mental issues going on in America.
Edge, right?
It is mental health.
Yeah,
day.
But it was passed down. Like, his whole family had a history of mental health. Mm. Hey, and you
like
know what? You know what else was deep?
Being humanized.
You know what else was deep that we never paid attention to? The Joker just might be Batman's brother.
You see, you done lost me. I don't know about any of this.
You got to watch the movie.
Dude,
you got to watch the movie.
He doesn't know about superheroes.
I'm not a superhero comic book guy either, but Batman is the one that I love. I'll see all the Batman movies.
Batman is the Joker's brother, I promise.
Well, thanks for ruining the movie for everyone.
No, that ain't about the movie.
In the cartoons.
That's just a hidden gem that I think we should know.
I thought in the cartoons they hinted that the Joker might have been the one that
killed
his parents.
Right. Hey, guess what? Myers.
No, the Joker didn't kill
sister.
His parents. He was the cause of his parents getting killed.
The hell are we talking about?
We're talking about Joker and Batman.
A nonfiction story.
But the thing is that the Joker is Batman. The reason why there's such a really good hero villain thing is that the Joker is Batman and Batman is the Joker. Like, he's like, just that was what made Heath Ledger's the only sign was like, you need me.
Yep.
He's like, I give you purpose, essentially. Like, so.
Yep.
But. Nobody could take a beating like the Joker could. No. He was a solid.
Yes.
Because he's insane.
No, actually, I was thinking something else, JJ. Do you have that sound from Gronk?
Yes, I do.
Oh, speaking of the Joker.
Yeah.
So Gronk made his first appearance as an analyst, and he was explaining why they call.
No, don't give the explanation.
No
just
context.
Play the sound.
I just want to know what he sounds like.
He's furry. He's furry. He's cute. He's elusive. He's feisty. And most importantly, whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut. He's furry. He's furry. He's cute. He's elusive. He's feisty. And most importantly, whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut.
Yep.
So he was describing somebody as a squirrel. I'm hoping.
Yes, yes.
What is it with guys with CTE and sexual references? I mean, you've got
he loves the 69.
You've got a quarterback, a former quarterback whose stats do not scream Hall of Fame, but his Super Bowl rings do. Describing our quarterback Gardner Minshew in his thighs.
That'd be Troy Aikman.
And how he looks in shorts. It's just very creepy. How he was just fascinated with his pants. He was like, I hate to see him when gray sweatpants season comes into effect and Mark Gardner's around. Be weird. And then now you got Gronk.
This guy can really fill out a pair of sweatpants, yeah, let me tell you.
That's basically what Troy Aikman was basically implying about Gardner. He really fills out those capri pants that guys wear on the football field.
So it's Gronk's first night, and now he's already talking about a return.
Oh, are you shocked by that?
To the game?
Witten did. I mean, if Witten did it, I know Gronk could.
Like, yeah, I thought it would just be by
his Witten's family doesn't like him, and he doesn't like his family. So he's
willing
to risk death.
I'm like, yo, man, let it go.
Like, he's willing to risk death. He's got enough money, dude. Like,
you know
just
that about Witten, right?
He does. I love Witten.
A couple years ago, they made him sign something.
What you mean?
Saying who? That Jason Witten.
No, who is they?
The man. Cowboys in the NFL.
If you die, it's not
if you die, it's not our fault. Yeah, like when he had that neck issue.
Yeah.
So
and he signed it.
Yes.
Fool.
Yes, and then he retires and says, "You know what? I think I want to gamble a little bit more. Let me go back." Like that's crazy.
Some never get enough.
That's addiction, right?
That's addiction. He addicted to it.
What do you get addicted to? Because it's not the money for him, right?
No, it's the fame, people yelling your name. And
being that cowboy.
Being that cowboy. Like, everybody got to go to Dallas gets addicted.
Is it like that for real?
Yeah. Jerry got this.
A spell.
Yeah. Like, dude, I mean, Jerry's a hell of an owner, dude. Like,
they treat you really good,
they
though.
Treat you.
Like,
listen.
Like, to hear Bill Bates talk about it, like, it was wild.
Man, listen, from my experience in London with the Jaguars compared to Jerry. Ironically, I played the Jaguars in London a year later after they wouldn't give me no playing time year four. And
so what do you mean? So, like the accommodations and all that kind of stuff when you go to London?
Man, listen, we went to the party. We went to party in the club. And when all the coaches are with you, drinking and doing as you do, I think that's special.
Meanwhile, the Jags are getting in fights in the club.
They didn't get in a fight. They left a $30,000 tab.
Yeah.
And Tom's.
No, they got whooped. That's what happened. Them boys brought belts around their hands and wailed on all of them. And thank God I did not go out with that group of men. I was in a gentleman's club at the time.
Being a gentleman.
Yeah.
Being a gentleman.
Well, you know, Tom goes to bed at 5 o'clock, so it's kind of difficult to go hang out with your coaches and everybody when they're.
You don't know that.
Geriatric, bro.
They left me hanging. I had missed curfew that night.
You missed curfew with Dallas?
No. With the Jacksonville Jaguars. I told they had the Uber ready. Nobody told me or came and got me.
Was that when Gus was here?
Yep.
Well, y'all had a curfew with Gus?
Yeah, we had a curfew. And it was insane, man.
I thought Gus was running that thing like an intramural team.
Man, Gus sucked.
Listen,
print that.
Listen, Jake. Listen, Jaguars.
Why do you say that though? Why do you not like Gus at all?
He doesn't.
Because
like
it was like fake. It was like
and on Apple
it was slices. Like talking to Pennywise, man. Like yo, like
oh wow.
I know you full of crap, but I'm gonna listen
because you're paying me.
Because you're paying me.
Well, you said he would say one thing about sort of the lifestyle that the players had, and then at the same time he'd turn around and go out drinking with his friends, you know, coworkers, things like
man,
that.
Man, Jerry would have Christmas parties. Unlimited martinis, cheerleaders, make sure you bring your wives. And if you didn't bring your wives, you had an extra. Or whatever. Yeah, like, however, like, Jerry just did things different. It's just different. Oil, though. Jerry's man. Just a different
We've
guy.
Seen,
you know what,
We've though? Seen Jerry in the elevator, man. We know.
Yeah, exactly.
Jerry is something else, man.
But you know what? But the difference is that's Jerry's whole life. Like, Jerry's only job is the Cowboys. All these other owners – that's their, you know, third or fourth job.
I mean, just think if Rob Kraft really Jerry's... showed us how he really gets down with the massage parlors and the.
You really want to see that?
I think they all work together. All the owners. I think all the owners got their own little.
Well, I mean, but Jerry, circuit. All of his net worth is the Cowboys.
Agreed.
Right, like all of Jerry's net worth is what the Cowboys.
No,
are.
Bro.
Yes, it is.
I mean, maybe Jerry now he used to be.
He used to be oil money, but
yeah.
He bought
but
the
it wasn't.
No, it's literally all wrapped up. His net worth, they broke it down.
Yeah,
but Jerry's the only owner you can't find merchandise everywhere.
What do you mean?
He monopolizes on his merchandise. Like, it's so many Cowboy fans and so many people buy Cowboys jerseys, like
all over the U.S.
All over the U.S. and they all exclusive deals.
I went to
with
that
Jerry.
Stadium for the first time this year.
Amazing.
Oh, it's next level.
It's so. A club.
What's crazy is it's 10 years old this year.
Right.
That's crazy. It seems like that thing's only been open a couple years, but they're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of that stadium this year.
My first time playing in it, I think we kicked the punt and it hit the –
yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Yo, I'm like, yo.
So massive.
Yeah, no, that place is unbelievable.
From everybody that I know that's been there, they all say the same thing. You can't help but look at that screen, like, all the time. You just can't help but stare at it. It's
no,
so
JJ,
damn
big. No, JJ, you can't help but look at everything. Like, I'm serious, because Angie and I were even talking when we went. It's like we're going to be disappointed because it's been hyped up so much. And then we walked in, and it's like I spent the first 30 minutes just looking around.
I like the entrance. Imagine that playing the players Madden on have.
Imagine
on
what?
That screen.
Playing Madden on that screen.
Y'all did that?
No,
I wish. He's just imagining. Jerry wouldn't let him do that.
Really? I mean, that's
Jerry had to draw the line somewhere.
That's kind of cool right now.
Did we pick?
We're in 8 o'clock still, right?
Yeah, but we're kind of behind. Did we pick the LSU-Florida game?
Yeah, everybody as a family, we said Florida. LSU.
We did? I'm just joking. You're saying Florida for real?
Florida.
You really think Florida's going to win?
Yep. This go round, yep. 1 o'clock? Yeah.
No, 8 o'clock, Florida.
8 o'clock.
8 p.m.
We're still winning.
You being a homer a little bit?
Huh?
You being a homer a little bit?
No.
Legit?
I think the Gators going to win.
JJ.
What did I say earlier? Front four.
I got to roll with my guy.
And I'm glad you didn't have that rap on Salafusha when never got past no point.
Like, if you think I'm going to pick
no
against
idea
that guy,
what he says.
Absolutely not.
Well, you think it'll be close though, JJ?
Yeah. If I were to have to pick the spread, I would take Florida. But to win, LSU. Joe Burrow.
What are you saying, James?
Florida.
To win outright.
Crap.
You mean with the points?
No.
Oh, you're talking like, I think Florida wins.
Woo!
Oh, dang it. James really just picked Florida.
He's doing a reverse.
He is.
I'm making him a Gator slowly.
Dang, man. Like, I can't do anything right. If I'd have said LSU, oh, you're just being a hater.
Yes, you are.
Florida, oh, you're using reverse psychology.
You're a reverse cursing
them. I don't
them.
Care, but, I mean, they possibly could win. I mean.
If they win, I'll be so
scared. I think
scared.
The quarterback play is so much better for LSU over Bo Nix. But I still think Florida's going to do a really good job.
Yep.
But again, like you said, playing defense. And
you know what Bo Nix looked like? You know what he reminded me of?
What?
Treon.
Don't you dare disrespect
Treon beat
the greatest
Georgia,
quarterback
bro.
In Florida history. Well, second greatest quarterback.
Treon Harris
third,
is the
bad,
worst quarterback in the history.
Third greatest quarterback.
Football.
I would say Jordan Reed probably.
I mean, fourth.
No.
Bad. No, it's no. Spurrier, Jesus' nephew.
Warfel,
and then Treon.
Jesus' nephew.
Rex Grossman is very close.
Rex Grossman was good, man.
I sat up in the stands for the Florida State game when Treon was a starter. And, JJ, I'm not kidding you. Florida State stopped covering receivers 20 yards down the field.
Was it Callaway that he tried to throw to? And
yes.
Callaway was wide open?
Yes.
And he ground balled it like 10 yards away from him?
It was it was sickening.
Was he a better quarterback than Trey Burton?
No.
Trey Burton's a tight end.
And so was Jordan Reed, and they both played quarterback at UF.
Cam Newton would have been a tight end if he'd have stayed at UF.
Yeah.
Damn. That's
insane,
what
right?
What a waste.
I'm taking LSU.
I'm taking it.
No, I'm serious. I think it'll be a really good game, but just the only reason why I'm taking them is because it's at LSU.
Okay.
That's the only reason. But here's the thing. Like, if you're Florida and you're going to lose one, this is the one. Like, if you tell me you can either have LSU or Georgia, then I want Georgia.
They're going to beat Georgia, though.
Wow. So you got them going undefeated.
They might. They on fire right now, cuz.
If the Gators win on Saturday, I will be in, like, red alert worry mode.
Why you say that?
Because I'm a Gator hater, and I can't have y'all winning natties out here.
Oh, I thought he said he drank Gatorator.
You know, and I think I speak for James as well. We can't have that.
I mean, I want him to be
no
on as big of a high.
When y'all come,
he wants us to get kicked down at the wrong time.
And then what's gonna happen is just it'll tank at the last 2 weeks of the season.
Nah,
well, don't they play like a cupcake right before y'all?
They gotten better. Y'all gotta understand they're getting better every week.
Wait, what do you mean the cupcake before y'all? They are.
Auburn was a good team.
Yeah. I mean, the run by Piran was great. I think it just came at the appropriate time. They were gassed and the game was over. The game was already pretty much in hand, and that was good. It was still a good run. But I still think they beat LSU.
They could easily lose the game before y'all because it ain't a cupcake. It's a team that they always lose to.
Oh, Missouri?
Yep.
Oh, they've been Missouri before? Oh, wait, is Kelly Bryant there?
He is.
That's the team that Florida loses to.
They always do.
Because it makes absolutely no sense.
Missouri?
Yeah, that's actually my worry about Florida. is when you're playing all these big games. It's like that South Carolina, Missouri game.
I hate South Carolina.
South Carolina sucks, bro. Imagine if y'all beat LSU, beat Georgia, and lose to Missouri, dude.
That's what happened. Undefeated. We beat the big three and then lost to South Carolina. My senior year with Urban. I was so pissed listening to that stupid ass chicken.
Oh, the rooster?
I'm like, that's the worst mascot you could ever think of. Want to be a super chicken.
They
a game
sure
cock.
Love their
yeah, we
roosters
looked it up.
In South Carolina. Yeah.
Coastal Carolina is also some sort of rooster.
Yep. We got to take a break. We have to.
Eventually.
Yeah. You want to come back and talk about Florida State Clemson for about 35 seconds?
Sure. It's about how long it will be a game.
We'll do that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den. Denny Thompson, James Coleman, Jeremy Mincy, J.J. LaSelva. On a Thursday night, I'll be back tomorrow night.
Enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm. I will. I'll have this Miami-Virginia game on. Somehow, 2-3 Miami is favored over number 20-ranked Virginia. Still don't get that one. Y'all want to pick that one first?
Miami, Virginia?
Yeah. Virginia.
Miami.
I'm going.
Wait, what did they say? Go Wolves? Wolves of Virginia?
I'm going Virginia.
Who's? Is it Who's?
Miami got
who's
the chains.
Or something like that.
Miami's got the chains. That's why you're picking them?
Yep, they got the chains.
They changed, and their rings got snatched.
We need to put them up.
And their coaches.
We need to put them up.
And their coach
was
packing at a high school game.
But Bert says he's calling the defense.
I know. I'm excited about that. And Cozy Perry is starting the game.
Have we talked about how Bert's the worst friend ever?
Have we talked about how none of y'all liked Cozy Perry?
I liked the
yeah, but you didn't watch last week's game.
The adult sex education film star. with the big gums and large incisors.
So Tate can't even get no playing time.
I forgot Tate was even there.
Right?
So he's not getting in at all?
Mm-mm. No.
Sister's got a banging Instagram, though.
He won't be there next year.
You think Tate has a poster of Gardner Minshew?
Probably.
They're both little people, right?
Oh, Gardner's got to be way bigger than Tate.
Oh, no, Gardner's yeah. Yeah, Gardner's a solid 4 inches taller than Tate.
Gardner is 6'1", according to Wikipedia.
No. If he's 6'1", then I'm 6'1". He's not 6'1".
That pisses me off.
What'd they have you at?
What you mean, my height and weight?
What was your program height?
6'4".
Well, that's what you are, aren't you?
Yep. They didn't want to add nothing to me for some reason.
So unfair.
It's always the quarterbacks.
Yeah, like Kyler Murray, you can't tell me they didn't add a few inches.
Everybody made fun of me and James that when he did the thing when he did his height at the
combine,
we're like, yeah, he won't do it again. Everybody's like, oh, that's ridiculous. You're not gonna just stand on your height. Well, we
never
right.
heard that before. Like, I've heard I stand on my 40.
Yep.
I stand on what I did at the combine.
I stand on my height.
I stand on what I did for the combine for everything else. But your height, like, who is afraid to measure again? Like, it's not changing like
it's
that.
It's pressure, man.
Little man syndrome.
It worked. Listen. Yep, number one overall pick.
Yeah, he got the bag.
Is he doing anything?
He's taking lots of sacks. He's running around. He's not as fast compared to the defensive players as he was in college, so he's not just running away from these guys. He's finding it tough, but they're actually pretty solid on offense. In the red zone, no. They've had to, kick a lot of field goals. But Clint Kingsbury is actually pretty decent play
caller. I read something the other day about this that I forgot to. You just said that about the offensive linemen hate blocking for him.
Because he's running all over the place.
Yeah, because they said they have no idea where he's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he'll learn, though. I mean, so hopefully.
We got two UVAs.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Two Miamis.
Who was the second Miami?
I'm assuming JJ is wrong.
No, I said Virginia, bro.
Oh, so 3-1.
Miami.
All right. Florida State, Clemson, at Clemson, 3:30 kick. I mean, I'm
Clemson.
Everybody's picking Clemson, right?
Clemson.
Yeah. What's the spread in this?
27, 26 and a half, something like that. I'd take Florida State if I had to do that.
If it was at Florida State, I'd take Florida State.
To win?
Yep.
Whoa.
Madness.
Man, the season is waiting for an upset. Somebody's going to get it.
Just the fact that Clemson almost got it the other day makes me believe that this won't be it. They're going to be a little too ready for
it. Dude,
that.
I'm thinking about taking Clemson in the points. And before.
You could win 40-10 and cover.
Well, no, I think it'll be a good game for a little while. But I can't get out of my head last year how Florida State just like, nah, you know what, we're good. Once it got out of hand. So, I mean, I could completely see like a 14-point game late in the
turns
third
into
or something.
A 30-point game.
Right.
It's possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. James, you're being very silent over there.
No, I mean, it's just tough because, watching that game, it was a game until, midway in the second quarter. Offensively, FSU couldn't do anything. The difference is, offensively, FSU is a completely different team right now.
Well, it's a much better Clemson team, too.
Yeah, that too. Defensively, FSU the last couple weeks, again, worst teams. They've been pretty good. It's hard to pick. I'm not going to nitpick like my man Blue and get Seminole Nation mad at me because, you know, they're mad that Willie's making jokes about the kicker, but
making jokes.
What did Willie do?
Yeah, Willie said he's gonna flip a coin and who's gonna be the starting kicker, and it was a little joke. And he's like,
"Yeah, we have a plan.
You're a 4-point dog. You're a 4-touchdown dog. You don't get to make jokes. And we suck. So I mean, if you suck,
so you're
you suck.
You're what you're saying. You're talking about the points. You're
yeah.
Not,
I don't know. FSU's not winning.
Okay.
Like, let's just be clear. Now I pray on God that I'm wrong. But I just don't see that happening for a variety of reasons. But if it does, that really changes a lot of things you got to think about in this season, and it really makes you extremely disappointed. I'll be harder on our administration than I've been before because
if what?
FSU could be – like if FSU beats Clemson, FSU could be undefeated had they just made the move with Leavitt like when they were supposed to make it. And things would be a lot different, but
well, let me ask you this: what if they go out and they get beat 50-14?
It happens. They could be. I mean, I'm not going to change anything.
Doesn't change anything.
I'm okay. Just like we were going to lose. I'm not one of those guys. Oh, well, we went out there and gave it the old college try, and they beat. And we lost. Where you're playing with house money. Like, this is a much better team than you.
Yeah. I just want it to be a good game.
I mean, lose by one, lose by 50, it still goes the same.
I need something to get me to that Florida LSU game. I just want this to be a good game.
It will until we win. Yes, sir. Them Gators, I feel like Michael Irvin right now. Yes, sir.
Oh, so you didn't. That's why you
yes,
said you did a bump.
There's no.
Like you're not dressed like Michael Irvin.
Let me tell you about them Gators.
All right, we got to take our final. Right, JJ? All right, we got to take our final break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the sports. And JJ getting angry.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
Hey, when's that? When's the stuff that James and I heard today? When's that stuff going to be out?
Man, I'm dropping the album in November.
November?
Yep. I'm thinking mid-November. Hey, do y'all know I got a booking with Gucci Mane and Lil Baby in Dallas, November 9th.
Lil Baby, which one is that? Is
that's
that
the new
one
guy.
That's,
like, the yeah. Okay.
That's not the one. That's not the one. I like Da Baby.
Oh, that's
I do what I want, know. Sure. Yeah, not that one.
Okay.
What do you mean you got a booking with him? What does that mean?
I mean,
you're performing?
I'm on the ticket in Dallas.
Lemon pepper wings and a freeze cup. It's Gucci.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse my, but, all right, clinically ill guy.
Is that really Gucci or is this the, was he a clone? Is it all, I mean,
no,
I just have to know, because this doesn't look like, this isn't the icy Gucci right here.
Apparently he's not a clone because His album about to drop. He turned back to the regular Gucci.
He just lost a bunch of weight.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my evenings now. Now that we're not going to have radio anymore.
What happened?
The dump button works.
Well, we got the dump. Nobody knows unless they're listening to Facebook Live, and there's only 7 people on here, so it's not really.
Hey, y'all, don't tell nobody.
No.
It's not like this is canonized or put on SoundCloud, or if you download iTunes and you go to Sports Den, the Sports Den on iTunes or Google Play or Spotify. Or if you go to 1010XL and you check out the rebroadcast, you can see all of these episodes.
Hey, did we decide today that we're bringing Straight Talk back? Is that what we went over there for?
We might as well, dog. We could have a bunch of ignorant fun.
Yes.
It'd be great.
Yes.
Is that what we're doing?
Like, what did the kids say? We could have a whole bunch of fun with our hood rat friends.
Yes.
In the highest per capita place in Jacksonville.
That actually would be awesome.
But I wanted to do Let's hood do rat it. Stuff with my friend.
All right. Appreciate you, Missy.
Love.
All right. I'll be back tomorrow night. James will not. I'll be here 8 to 10 and then follow that right up with the high school show 10 to midnight. Hopefully everybody has a great night. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night.